Hi, thank you for taking the time for this interview, Spencer. This is for my entrepreneurship course, but this particular course is talking about marketing and public relations. So just wanted to start this interview off by getting to know about you and your background.
So like Essen said, my name is Spencer Thompson. I graduated from the University of Georgia last year in 2018, and I majored in public relations there. As far as my journey to get here, it's been, kind of a long one. I first started majoring, or I first chose my major freshman year, after originally deciding that I wanted to do broadcast journalism, but then I decided I really had an interest in the business side. So I transferred over to PR, and so after I changed my major, I did two internships at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta Airport under their marketing and communications team, and I got some good experience in social media, event planning, and writing there, so that one I was really grateful for. And then as far as school involvement, I was a four-year member of PRSSA. And I ran two committees there, the publicity committee, where we drafted press releases and created graphics for all the meetings and events to publicize it throughout the community. And as far as my current job, I really had just been attending a ton of community or career fairs in school because I was nervous about finding a job and wanted to look at all my resources, and I found Mower online, and I noticed that they were attending our career fair, so I went and talked with them, networked a little bit, saw that they had an opening in their New York City office, applied, and then the rest was history.
Okay, so it looks like you have a lot of experience during your undergrad years. How did you know that this is something that you wanted to pursue? So how did you know to get started with public relations so soon in your undergrad?
Well, like I said, I didn't know right away, because at first I was a broadcast major, but my first summer at the airport, I actually, was a broadcast intern, and so I was doing things like, filming and reporting and interviewing people, and I did that during my freshman year of college, too, but realized while I liked it, there was something missing. And I realized I didn't absolutely love the whole public speaking element of it all. And so I found that PR was great because it allowed me to use my skill and love of writing, but also I was able to network a little bit and just meet new people and still be able to like talk with people, kind of like the reporting angle, but not have to worry about like public speaking or anything. And I also knew that I had a love for like social media. So that also kind of played a part in it, too.
Mm-hmm. And so my next question was going to be, what do you like most about your work?
That's a good question. I like how not every day is the same. At an agency, we're lucky that we represent different clients. So one day I'll be working in our agency, or our office, rather, we specialize in travel and tourism. So we represent different hotels and cities all over the country. So I like how in one given day I can be drafting social media posts for an Irish tourism company and finding all these gorgeous photos of not only just Ireland, but all of Europe, and planning that. And then at the same day, it can also be writing an article for a resort in Arizona, and having to think about what would make people want to travel there, and just not having to like sit and just kind of get roped into doing the same day-to-day activities is great.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you don't like doing that's a part of your role?
I think with media relations, which is one popular sector of PR, there's just a lot of like email back and forth, and so sometimes it can be difficult to keep up with email if you get over 100 every day, and having to respond on the spot to journalists, and just pretty much being like 100% available. So I'd say just the organization of it all and just staying alert can be a little bit tiring at times. Mm-hmm. but it really just takes getting used to.
Okay. And have you faced any challenges in your current role?
Yeah, I'd say when I first got here, it was really kind of like a sink or swim environment. So I kind of had to just be ready to ask questions and just learn on the spot, and just really not being afraid to say no to things, even if I maybe didn't know at first how to do it, just making sure that I asked the right questions and just made myself available, because if you don't, then you won't learn anything. Mm-hmm. And so I guess just getting that courage to like accept more responsibilities, that was a little bit challenging at first.
Okay, gotcha. And can you think of an accomplishment that you've made thus far in your career?
Yes. So, I mean, being in my first year, it's a little new to me. Mm-hmm. But I say, at least with public relations, like I said, with media relations, one of the biggest parts is just trying to get your client in as many like publications, TV spots as you can. So I really have surprised myself with the quality of publications that I've been able to secure for different clients, like Good Morning America, ABC News. We had a piece in Architectural Digest come out recently. So really just making sure, again, that you're like on call at all times, and just making sure that you're writing quality pitches, quality press releases that attract the top journalist's attention. And so I think it just surprised myself, you know, what I could attract, and if I really devoted time to my assignments, just reaping the rewards of it.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you come up with these ideas for your clients? How do you stay informed and keep current working with your competitors in this industry?
I think making sure that you're staying up to date on different trades and articles, so that they, at least like within your industry, you can know what's popular. And then also with public relations too, we rely a lot on pop culture. So, and also with social media, just making sure you're staying up to date to what just people are talking about, so that way you can dive in and put your client in that conversation. So just making sure you're always reading the news, watching the news, just staying up to date with what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any common misconceptions people may have about public relations?
I hear a lot of people just thinking that public relations is all about spin, and it kind of, sometimes it can be taken negatively to that effect. So I think that what's important to remember is that while, yes, PR professionals are there to help, like, craft for their clients, professional messaging and making sure that everything is very, like, particular, I think we're also in charge of making sure that, thoughts for a second. I think it's also, like, good that we are also tasked with just creating original messaging too. I think a lot of people just think that like PR professionals just respond to the negative, but I think that we're also like putting out a lot of positive messaging too, and just creating and sparking fire to all the different campaigns that we know and love, like the ALS Bucket Challenge and just other like campaigns that everyone's talking about too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just always a negative reason to have your client out there.
And then once again, this is, I'm currently studying entrepreneurship. So if you were to, a common thing that, entrepreneurs like don't see as a priority is marketing and public relations. So could you explain why it is so important for small businesses and entrepreneurs to invest in marketing and public relations?
Yeah. I think marketing and PR professionals, like, one of our main jobs is just to get your client talked about. And whether that's through articles or TV placements or anything, if you're not in those publications, people aren't going to know what you're doing. And so it's really important just to get the word out there first. So then once people, like, have an understanding of who you are, what you do, or who you represent, it's then easy to then create the messaging and just get a better like name for yourself out there if you already have the public's attention.
Mm-hmm. And then so it must be like a lot of competitors when it comes to choosing a company for an entrepreneur in regards to public relations. So what makes your company or what makes you stand out to businesses and clients and entrepreneurs?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase that? So are you saying what makes a company stand out against their competitors, or are you saying like if an agency is choosing to represent?
Yeah, so for like for entrepreneurs when they're looking mm-hmm. for a public relations company, like mm-hmm. what is something that they should look for? What okay. helps you and your company to stand out when they're going through that selection process?
Got it. I say that just making it known that your company or your agency knows their business, so knows what their core messaging might be, knows what audiences they're trying to target, just really like making sure that they know that you understand what they're trying to achieve and that you understand what they're all about. Because if you don't understand, if you personally don't understand, then you won't be able to communicate that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then once they do select that agency that understands them, what outcomes should they expect? What's the I know you mentioned getting their name out there, but what else can they benefit from investing in valuing the benefits of PR, public relations, and marketing their company?
That's a good question. I guess really just seeing like what kind of rewards that you could get to, just different ROIs coming from different campaigns that the agencies run. I guess as far as attracting new business, I'm not as familiar with that just because that's not usually part of my day-to-day role. Mm-hmm. But just making sure that you're equipped to communicate their message, I guess.
Okay. All right. And I know you said it's different from day to day for you. So what's a typical, it might be say best to say, like, what's a typical week for you
uh-huh.
in your role?
Okay. Well, so like I said, I have I play a large hand in social media mm-hmm. content marketing. So whether that's drafting posts for a week, scheduling them on different platforms, community management, so making sure that what's being said about the company is always positive and responding to anything that might be negative. Writing, a lot of writing. So whether that's a press release or a pitch or just like responding back to journalists who have questions about your company, just making sure that you're always communicating clearly that too. Just media monitoring too. So as an entry-level PR representative, just making sure that you are collecting everything that's being said about your client, whether that's magazine placements, TV clips, or anything, and just anything administrative like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's it about it.
And then just for an example, since you say you do specialize in social media, so if there is a company out there and, you know, they're getting bad press or just what's something that you would do to help turn that around? I know you don't focus on spins, but what's something that you would do to help them rebrand or improve their situation?
Well, I think I'd first see how big the situation is, because if it's, I mean, there are varying degrees of, I guess, crises, mm-hmm. if you will. So if it's just like the average person commenting on all of your posts about a bad experience, just making sure that you can focus on that one particular person and make sure that their view of your company is okay. After a while, just making sure that you're always providing top-notch customer service. If it's like a larger crisis, just making sure that you're always clear and you have one consistent message and that you're always apologetic too, because I think companies can mess up when they have all these different apologies and they have all these different viewpoints when mm-hmm. they just really need to have a solidified message.
I agree. That's smart. And then is there anything else that you feel someone should know about public relations that we haven't covered today?
I think one good thing to know about PR is that there are many different niches or sectors within PR where people, if let's say they're not like as strong of a writer, they may not want to be writing pitches and press releases every day. Mm-hmm. They can try looking into events. If they're really organized and they keep a tight schedule, then that would be something that they could do. If they're not into social media so much, then maybe they're just into public speaking on that opposite spectrum too. So really that there's just so many ways for you to get involved and so many different sectors for you to try to figure out what you like, and you're not just tied down to one specific thing or one specific aspect of PR that you have to conform to.
Hmm. That's good to know. All right, well, this concludes our interview, and once again, Spencer, thank you for taking the time to help me on this and filling me in on public relations.
Yeah, no problem. I hope I was helpful.
You were, very much so. So thank you very much once again.
Yeah.